Napa Hunter MP Michael Johnson joins me in the studio. Michael, how are you doing this morning?
I'm very well, thank you, Jessica. Beautiful day in the Upper Hunter. Going to be a beautiful weekend.
It's going to be 31 degrees.
Yes, it is.
I'm not mentally prepared.
Well, when are you ever mentally prepared for a sudden 31 degree day?
Hate summer. I'm never prepared.
Oh, come on. Take your time. Go to Newcastle, go to the beach or something for a day or whatever.
So I think that's on the cards.
I'm actually heading down to Wollongong for a couple of days.
Oh, nice.
Just to chill out and spend a bit of time with some friends. It's good.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah. Get travelling around the state. There's some beautiful places to go and see.
Yes, and as we're doing so, be extremely careful because there's double demerits on. Don't go getting booked just because you want to have a little fun.
Exactly. It is not worth it.
No, that's right.
Now, there's a big announcement yesterday afternoon, $18.9 million for another pipeline project in the Upper Hunter. Give us the details on this one.
Yeah, this is a great project, and this is really going to facilitate industry to take place out between Denman and Sandy Hollow there. So people may or may not recall a little while back there was a talk around the possibility of an abattoir going out there. And, of course, one of the things that they really need is secure water. And Muswellbrook Council, working with the state government, we've been able to come up with a particular project where the state government will contribute $18.9 million towards this water pipeline, which will help industry. It'll help intensive agricultural industry enterprises. Potential for manufacturing enterprises, and of course the potential for hundreds and hundreds of jobs, very secure jobs. So these pieces of infrastructure, people might just think they're just a water pipeline, and yes, we need water, but when you dig down into it and you actually have a look and see how important these pieces of infrastructure are to industry coming along and private sector investing and creating jobs, long-term jobs, sustainable jobs, then that all augurs well for long-term sustainability of lifestyle and livability here in the Upper Hunter. So it's a great project. I'm looking forward to it, I was going to say getting off the ground, but being put into the ground at least. and I'm looking forward to seeing the results. And, you know, when you build these pieces of infrastructure, they're all for tomorrow. They're never for yesterday. So there's no point in anyone going, you know, what about this back then or this back, that back then or whatever. You don't build infrastructure for yesterday, you build it for tomorrow. So it's all about putting it in the ground, and let's work with industry, council, state government to make sure that we can make the most of this exciting piece of infrastructure that will be put in.
There are a couple of questions on our Facebook page this morning. Both of them were about where the water is going to come from to go along the pipeline.
Yeah, well, Muswellbrook Council it predominantly gets its water, I believe, from the Hunter River, which is of course fed by the very secure Glenbourne Dam. Mm-hmm. And even through the recent very very harsh drought that we had, it got down to I think it was about 34% capacity. Mm-hmm. At that particular time, at the worst of it, you know, so even in those circumstances, you know, we still had a good supply of secure water remaining in Glenbourne Dam. And of course, we've also announced here just over 12 months ago that we intend to build a new dam here in the Upper Hunter as well, which will also feed in to be able to supply long-term secure water on a regulated basis. So I've got no concerns around the long-term security of water, because we're building that infrastructure to make sure that, one, we collect the water, and two, we make the most of it in the most efficient way possible, and we deliver it to where it's got to go without wastage.
Yeah, we do have more details on this particular announcement at 2nm.com.au. There's been a couple of big project announcements over the last couple of weeks as well. Malabar Resources, they came out yesterday very, very happy that the department has given them the green light for their project, their underground project out at Jerry's Plains. Next stage now goes to the Independent Planning Commission.
That's correct. And yes, the Department of Planning did release their assessment report suggesting that the Malabar project could go ahead, and now it will be assessed accordingly through the Independent Planning Commission process. which I'm sure everyone's heard enough about, they will make a decision. The IPC will make a decision as to whether or not that project can go ahead, and if it can go ahead, with what conditions and things like that. So, so that's a good movement, and it's not a thermal coal project. It's a metallurgical coal project, so it's for steel making, for example. And it's a project that I know Malabar have been working with its neighbours for quite some time to make sure that everyone is up to speed with exactly what is their intention is in terms of the mine, proposed mine, and how the interactions would go, whether it be with water, for example, which is the number one key thing for most people, and how that may be impacted. But of course, the experts within the Department of Planning who specialise in these sorts of fields, as well as drawing in expert information from outside the Department of Planning for these assessments, they have recommended that it can go ahead, of course, with conditions. So you've got to put conditions on things to make sure that any risk is mitigated.
And of course, with every project, there are people for it, there are people against it. The department, out of the 231 submissions they did get, 77% of those did come back in favour of the project. But we know that the Hunter Thoroughbred Breeders Association, with Coolmore and Godolphin Studs neighbouring this particular mine, they are very opposed to the mine going ahead.
Yeah, I know that they've got particular concerns about it, and I also know that just privately there have been a lot of discussions to be able to between Malabar and Coolmore and Godolphin to be able to give Coolmore and Godolphin the as much detail as possible. So we might go back a step. And, of course, the proposal for what was going to be the Drayton South Open Cup proposal, that has all completely changed. It's not even proposed to go open cut. It's only proposed to go underground. And the company at the time extinguished its own exploration license, which was going under Coolmore, and that is no longer. It hasn't been for a number of years now. Mm. So, you know, I understand their concerns. I get it. I totally get it. But I think it's important, though, that we also ensure that we do actually listen to the experts. We do actually, you know, listen to the science, if you like, and the expertise of various people who have input into these sorts of processes, and you know, never shy away from the fact that there are always risks. Mm. There's risks with everything you do, and there's risks in every enterprise that you have, whether it be mining or horse breeding or dairy farming or, you know, retailing. There's risks in everything, but what we've got to do is understand what those risks are.
Yeah.
And mitigate those risks and minimise the potential for any negativity to come out of it.
Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens when the IPC holds all of their hearings and goes through that process. And lastly this morning, this is a good one for Scone. There was a charging station officially opened, I guess you could say, yesterday.
That's correct. An electric vehicle charging station powered by Liddell and Bayswater. Wonderful to see.
Basically,
it is. You can't deny it. It is.
Yeah.
But look, you know, in all seriousness, it's a good thing because people are buying electric vehicles, and you know, that's albeit relatively slowly in the car market, but nevertheless, and when people do want to travel, for example, and they might come up through the New England Highway through the Upper Hunter. Let's say someone's coming from Sydney and they, you know, say stop in Scone. Well, and they've got an electric vehicle. They can stop there from empty battery to full battery. It's somewhere between an hour and 20 minutes, an hour and a half, which gives people time to wander around the shops, go and have a feed or a drink at a pub or a cafe or something like that, and do a bit of exploration and spend a bit of money. So, you know, it's good for the people that own the vehicles, and it's good for the town. It actually actually assists in regional tourism, and these are popping up in regional towns in certain areas around New South Wales. The New South Wales Transport for New South Wales, rather, is rolling out this particular program, because it's one of those things that encourages people to get out of the city and go and visit regional areas, which we want them to do.
Yeah, that's exactly right. No, it's a great one. We'll have that story up at our website later today as well. Michael, have a fantastic long weekend.
You too. Have fun. Don't play up too much and enjoy the weather.
Oh, yeah, I'll try. I'll go find somewhere cool to stay. That was Upper Hunter MP Michael Johnson. Here's the Fray. It's 20 minutes to 10. Good morning.